This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
I have to come up with a new, you know, come-in line. It's getting old.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I'll have it ready for next week's show.
I'll be Walter Mitty.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yep. Hey, we've got a guest this morning.
Amazingly so.
I love it when they show up.
Yeah.
We have Rebecca Reeve, is that?
That's right.
And
from Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company.
And she's a product specialist.
Ooh. I'm not quite sure what that means exactly, but we'll find out.
She's a motorhead. That's what it is.
Oh, she gets paid to be a motorhead.
I'm telling
you. Man, I knew I messed up somewhere.
Some people have all the luck.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
You've got a lot of activity going on over there at Ford, don't you?
We do, absolutely. Very family friendly and lots of great activities
for everybody.
And lots of great cars as well.
Okay, let's talk about that GT.
Let's talk about that
GT. How many bags of groceries can we put in that thing?
Groceries.
I got to justify it somehow.
Right.
No. They have a beautiful black Shelby GT 350. That thing calls to me in the middle of the night, says, Eddie, you need me. That's an evil car.
Wait till you drive one.
No, thanks. I'll never get out of it.
Yes, exactly. You can have my car when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
That's it. I'm not giving it back.
Lease or no lease.
That's right. It's mine now. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
So our specialty Mustang this year is based on the Shelby GT 350. The
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller, yes. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That will be auctioned off tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yes, Thursday night.
I'll be there. I mean, I've got $20.
$20?
Yeah, let's start the bidding at.
Hoping a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, will you take credit cards?
Sure. How many you got?
Not enough. Well, how did you get started with Ford Motor Company?
Oh, it's funny. Product specialists, we travel to all different types of events like this. This is actually my favorite, AirVenture.
Have you been here before?
I have been here. This is my ninth AirVenture.
Oh, a veteran.
A veteran, yeah.
First time we've had her, though.
Well, oh, well. So, you know, your life will get better from now on.
Yeah, just the rest of the week is looking up.
So, yeah, I do this, but I also do auto shows throughout the entire year. So,
Do you ever come to the Philadelphia Auto Show?
I have done that one once.
We're going to have to come and visit you because that's right in our backyard.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. She'll remember that now and opt out.
I'll request not to have
yes,
that one.
No, yeah. No.
I'm sorry, we have
I'll
a show.
I'll go to Cleveland.
Poughkeepsie.
Sorry, Cleveland.
Yeah. Poughkeepsie, not so much. No.
Nice.
We're kidding there, too.
So you've got so many. I mean, it seems to me Ford is really pushing edges of technology with engines and everything like that. They're really going crazy.
Yeah. Especially the EcoBoost technology. Mm-hmm. We're putting that in pretty much our entire lineup right now. And turbocharging, direct injection, that's really what's the heart of EcoBoost. So getting lots and lots of power out of smaller and smaller engines.
Out of little toy engines, yeah.
Little tiny engines.
Something small enough that we could put it on a lawn tractor.
There you go. 350 horsepower lawn tractor coming your way. Just what we need. But, you know, that's part of the incredible things that Ford is doing. You're also leading the way in aluminum-bodied trucks as well.
Yes.
That's got to be interesting technology to be working at. They have a display there showing you a structural member from one of the, the F-150s?
Yeah, the F-150s.
And I was expecting it to be welded. I really was. But I thought, no, they've got it riveted. That's got to be pretty good. You know, because there's a lot of rivets in it. And we use rivets all the time for building aircraft. Why not build a car out of aluminum?
I would just think it's a slower process to build it, though. But apparently not.
No, not really. And we're bringing that to not only F-150s, but now the new 2017 Super Duty as well, which we have on display in the hangar.
Nice. So that'll have an aluminum bed as well. What about the actual cab?
So the whole thing is aluminum.
Oh, wow, the cab is too? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the frame is going to be high-strength steel, but the entire body, whole cab, box, that's all aluminum.
Hmm. Has Ford been thinking about switching over to an aluminum frame on the truck series?
That I can't really speak to,
Ooh, secrets.
Yeah, no kidding.
I only know enough to be dangerous.
That's us. We know less.
Well, you know, that really impresses me. The other car that I found there Well, the other two cars that I found there that were very impressive was the Ford GT. Mm-hmm. We were coming out here, and one of them blew our doors off, including the doors on the trailer. And I was just amazed.
He was doing 40.
No, he was,
we were doing 20.
He was just slightly below the speed of sound with the car. Actually, he was probably doing about 80. But I'm looking at that thinking, wow, that's really cool. And the other one, and this one caught my eye because it's just something you wouldn't expect, but 350 horsepower in a Focus.
That's amazing.
That is
no, that's insane.
I mean, to tell you.
With the insurance guys are freaking out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I don't know, you know, the thing of it being is, you've got that much horsepower, you've got to do a tremendous amount of engineering to make the thing stay together, not just the engine. We're talking the whole drive line.
The whole thing.
You got to be ready for the 16-year-old with the lead foot and doesn't shift well.
Right, right. Well, hopefully not too many 16-year-olds are going to get their hands on that one. It is
Please. A
little bit limited in production.
It should be, you know, for experienced drivers only.
Yeah, right, well, it should card you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Are you over
21? You must be over 30 to drive this car.
Right.
A little sign there at the dealership. But it's amazing. Ford just keeps pushing the technology. And one of the other parts that I really like is the electronics that they're using nowadays, the navigation systems, the Bluetooth systems.
Confess, you're still confused about the radio and the Bluetooth, right?
No, I've got it pretty well figured out.
Okay, yeah, but you get how many hours at your desk to play with this simulator to figure this thing out?
I drive, I have a Focus ST, and so it has the, actually has a previous generation of that technology, but it's, the latest generation of it is well beyond any other car manufacturer, in my opinion.
Wait a minute, does it, when you get in the car and you start it up, does it say, good morning, Hal, or good morning, Dave?
No, it says, good morning, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go today?
I think we'll get there.
Oh, I think we will, too. I have arguments with my GPS regularly when it tells me to do something. I'm like, no, I'm not going that way.
Well, you know, GPS stands for going places slowly.
Yeah, some days.
If Ford could perfect that, a GPS that will actually take us where we want to go by the route we want to go, you guys will corner the market.
I pretty much thought they did that already.
Well, they've got a good share of it. And Ford offers discounts to EAA members as well.
That's correct, yes.
So, how much is the discount?
Well, it's X-Plan pricing, which is basically the friends and family pricing.
Okay.
And there's an additional discount for any of the vehicles that they purchase as well. So they just need to come visit the Ford hangar.
So you're saying, like, buy one, get one free kind of deal?
Not quite.
Oh,
darn.
Nice try.
There goes that Roush Mustang I was looking at.
Yeah, right.
Some of the specialty ones may not get all of that, all the discounts either, but you're not getting a discount on the GT. Sorry about that.
Well,
the one thing about it, though, is it's that car is anything but a slouch.
Yeah.
That thing will definitely push your eyeballs back.
No, that thing will definitely remove your driver's license.
Yeah.
Or help you.
I actually went to Le Mans where it just won.
Nice.
Yeah, that was. That
did
was,
you get to drive the track?
I didn't drive the track, unfortunately.
Come on.
But I know. But it was a pretty
awesome experience. We'll talk
either.
To Andy about that, yeah.
Andy, you got to set her up next time at Le Mans, man. Well, so what was it like being in Le Mans with the Ford crew?
It was really exciting.
Did they have you doing anything special, or were you just in charge of standing around talking about Ford?
Actually, I went on my own.
Really?
Yeah, as
on
a guest.
Your own? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Do they still do the traditional Le Mans start where they have all the cars lined up and the drivers have to run over there and jump into them?
Yeah, I wasn't over by the starting line, but...
I was wondering that because I thought they lost a few drivers by being run over in the past.
Oh, my God.
Oops.
That would be bad.
Yeah, very bad.
Hopefully the guys that were running to the cars weren't playing Pokemon Go at the time.
Oh, man. No, there's no Pokemon on the track.
Actually, in the olden days, they used to have the driver run across. I think they now have a crew member.
I thought they had the car run across.
The driver, no, that's run over. But they have the driver all strapped in because, you know.
So the guy has to run over and, like, hand him the keys so he can start the car? Is that how
comes over there, pushes the start button, start, doggone it. Well, you know, nowadays they don't use keys on a lot of these cars. You have that little transponder key fob.
Yeah, yeah. So I love my key fob. Someday I'm going to ceremonially smash it into a million pieces. We have four cars at home. I've set the alarms off on three of them by having it in my pocket.
Well, you're just a talented
soul.
I'm
just, yeah, technophobe, which is really scary since electronics is my background. But anyway.
Yep, you and cars, they get along well.
No, it's me and key fobs that don't get along.
No, I've seen you do some things with cars that we're not going to talk about.
We won't go there. Ford wouldn't be proud.
No, they wouldn't. Well, we didn't do it with Ford.
Anyway,
so
what can we look forward to seeing in the Ford building?
Well, like I mentioned before, our specialty Mustang, the Ole Yeller, tribute to Bob Hoover, and also to Carroll Shelby, which a lot of people don't know that they were friends. And so this is the first time we're using the Shelby GT350 as the base model for that car. And again, so it's one of a kind. So definitely want to check that out before it's gone.
Has Bob Hoover autographed the car yet?
He has not.
Okay. He's going to, though, right?
We hope so.
I hope so, too.
Well, my God, it's going to be that hard to stick a Sharpie in his hand and point to the car. Come here.
He's a busy man. What can we say?
Bob's well, they had him with the car over at the concert on opening night. So they
that's
that.
Cool.
Come here. Sign this. Or else. I mean.
Yeah. Look, Bob, you sign it, we'll give you one.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But as far as what else is there, I mean, the entire Ford Performance lineup is up front, and we have a whole patio dedicated to that. So the Focus RS, the GT, the Shelby GT350s, the 350R, all of those are out there.
The Shelby pickup truck? That's
no,
coming.
The Raptor.
Yeah. Okay. The Raptor.
The
close
new Raptor.
Enough.
Yep. Coming out the end of this year.
And for those of you fans of Jack Roush, the Roush display is right out there as well.
That's correct.
All right. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Dave. Yeah. I'm Dave. I'm Digital Dave. And we've been speaking with Rebecca Reeves from Ford Motor Company. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.